Yo guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on all the apps people like to listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid a podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. When I started this podcast, I reviewed a ton of sites that offer this services. And simply, it was just too complicated. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's very, very cold here, so trying to keep my legs warm in my brand new cold house.
Awesome. Yeah, it is definitely a cold, cold day here in Houston. Really weird. What is it, 29 degrees?
Something like that. Yeah, it's, I don't even know. I just know that, you know, we recently moved because of the, you know, Harvey incident, and then moved into a 77-year-old house. Quite cold, so we realized there's probably not enough insulation in this place, so working through all those things right now.
It is what it is, but yeah, so real quick, again, this is George with Intero Real Estate, and I wanted to start off my first official show with our guest, Kimberly, and pronounce your last name, because I always do it really bad.
Yeah, Kimberly Espatia.
Espatia. And she has been in the real estate market for a while, and she is also have been doing home warranties. And really what I wanted this show to be about is a really confusing topic that I think people benefit from is really what is home warranty. And a lot of times people do tend to confuse it as a home insurance policy, and they're two different things. So, Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll jump into the what home warranty is.
Yeah, so I think that's probably how you and I met originally. Got into the real estate world by being an agent. Yep. And I think that's important because you kind of know all aspects of what it takes to get a buyer or seller, you know, to the closing table.
Correct.
And then moved over to the home warranty, the dark side, a couple of years ago, and which has been great because that also afforded me more knowledge and skills to actually learn, you know, what it really takes. You know, once you're a homeowner, there's a lot of maintenance that goes along with being a homeowner. You know, a lot of people
there is
buy their house and they're good to go, but you know, there's lots of things that we have to do to maintain that home so it can stay in the best, you know, condition for as long as it can.
Especially a resale home, you know, most people you know, aren't buying brand new, or they don't have to worry about, you know, like you said, insulation or you know, maybe old piping, things like that. So
I mean, I can talk firsthand because I've, you know, just a month into this house, and of course I have a home warranty on my property, and you know, some things have been covered and some things haven't, and so that's, you know, just kind of the nature of the beast. I like to call home warranty kind of like gap insurance. Be glad you have it and hope you never need it. You know, because it's not a fix-all for everything, but it's, man, it's great if you have it. You know, I have it on my rental property too. And when my tenants call and there's a leaky faucet or something minor, I don't have to worry about trying to find a contractor, trying to figure out who the heck is going to go over there and fix it. I just let them call the home warranty company, and you know, we get it fixed and addressed through them.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah. So it's been a kind of a lifesaver as far as my sanity goes, too.
Yeah, so this could really be a tool for you know, someone like yourself has a rental property, or you have like a handful of rental properties, just take a load off, you know, just delegate.
Yeah, totally. The difference between homeowner's insurance and the home warranty, and, you know, this is where people do get kind of confused, because they think, oh, if they have homeowner's insurance, it's going to cover, let's take pipes as a perfect example. You have a leaky upstairs. Let's say you go on vacation. You know, we just came off of the New Year's and Christmas holiday. You're out of town for a couple of days. You come back and you notice that, you know, your upstairs, like say bathroom, leaked all the way downstairs.
Yeah.
And now you have damaged floors and you have damaged walls. What's the difference between your homeowner's insurance and your home warranty? Well, the home warranty is going to come in and address the primary issue, the leaky toilet, you know, or faucet or whatever it may be. That's going to be the primary concern of what caused the damage.
So right.
Your home warranty will go in there and will address that issue and repair that issue. But then homeowners get confused.